It's Weekend Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Peter Biello. Last March, town meeting voters in Waterbury approved a nearly $3 million bond to build a new municipal building complex. Town meeting day this year is the deadline for contractors to submit a bid. For more on this and other news found this week in Public Post, we turn to VPR's Amy Noyes. Amy, is this another step in Waterbury's recovery from Tropical Storm Irene?
Yes. Waterbury's town offices were destroyed during Irene, and the town was awarded a $1 million disaster recovery block grant to rebuild those offices.
So what will the new complex look like compared to what it used to be?
Well, this, instead of just being a town clerk's office, will be a municipal complex. So it will have the library, it will have the historical society, and it will have the town offices all in one place. Originally, voters struck down a proposal to also have the police department included in a complex that would have been at the old state office complex. This has been moved down Main Street onto a lot that is already owned by the town and out of the floodplain.
And what's the time frame for this once the bids are awarded?
Construction is going to start in the spring, and it's scheduled to wrap up in December. They hope to move in January.
And town meeting day, of course, a very important day for lots of towns around the state, including Barry and the discussion surrounding the assistant cemetery director position.
That's right. The proposed budget in Barry City does not fund the position of assistant cemetery director, and that's a position that exists currently. That's a major concern to members of the cemetery committee who are trying to get that post reinstated.
Also in Public Post, you're talking about a local option tax in Colchester, which is going to be decided on town meeting day.
That's right. They're trying to, you know, ease up the tax burden in Colchester. So that's one option. They're looking at a local option tax, sales tax.
And you're also reporting that Moncton is thinking of moving town meeting day.
That's right. They currently hold their town meeting on the traditional first Tuesday in March. They're looking at moving it to the Monday night prior to the first Tuesday in March. And if they did that, they would hold all budget articles and public questions by Australian ballot.
Certainly a lot going on for town meeting day. You're also reporting on a potential bike path in St. Albans. Interested listeners can check that out at vpr.net. Just click on Public Post. And looking ahead, Amy, another of the big town meeting day votes is in Norwich. There are a few big building projects up for discussion. What are they?
Well, Norwich is looking at constructing a new public safety building to house the police and fire departments. And they're also planning to add onto the existing public works building if the vote passes on town meeting day. The new building will house the police department and the administrative offices for the fire department. And that will be built on the site of the existing police department, which is next to the fire station. And the fire station would then be connected to the new building. And then for the public works addition, that will be expanding the existing garage and adding an unheated equipment shed with solar panels.
A lot of details to be decided on town meeting day for the people of Norwich. Where and when can they go for more information if they need it before town meeting day?
There's going to be a public forum on both of the projects Monday evening at 7 o'clock at Tracy Hall in Norwich. And then the following Saturday, February 28th, there will be open houses from 9 a.m. until noon at the current police station, the fire station, and at the public works building.
Less than 2 weeks until the big day. Amy, thank you for preparing us.
You're welcome, Peter.
That's VPR's Amy Noyes, who reports for Public Post, our online source for community news and town meeting minutes from across the state of Vermont. Funding for Public Post and these conversations is made possible in part by the VPR Journalism Fund.